I believe Yogi Berra said it best with his insight of when you come to a fork in the road, take it. You all get to a point in life when the book has been read and it's put on the shelf, so what's next? Do you live off your past? Do you write a new story for yourself? Well, some people turn the memory of their time of fame or accomplishment to a life raft. My next guest with her new book shares her time in that fork in the road and how she decided to make a choice and move forward. Her time of fame has been substantial, including her part in the iconic music video of Warren's song Cherry Pie, but it's been a lot more than that. Her book is Cherry on Top, Flirty, 40-something, and Funny as You Can Fill in That Blank. Bobby Brown, thanks for being here today, Bobby.
Good morning. Funny as, yeah.
Someone once said to me, I've never said George Carlin's seven words, but I've always managed to find a way to refer to them. There's another example. But anyway, BobbyJeanBrown.net, you can get an autographed copy of Cherry on Top as well. Certainly, Bobby, after your first book came out, Dirty Rocket Boys, people think, well, it's going to be tough to beat that. But I guess it came a time, instead of telling about yourself and others, to tell a little bit more about yourself with this book.
Yeah, exactly. So the first book was mostly an autobiography, and I guess this would be a part two to the first book. It picks up where the first one left off, and it touches on a few subjects that I didn't get to completely talk about in the first book. And then this one is more about answering all the questions that I got after getting the first book out. You know, people had lots and lots of questions, so I was like, oh, okay. And I couldn't really get around to answering all of them, so I said, okay, well, I'll just write another book, answer those questions, and then keep people up to date with what I'm doing now. So that's basically what the second book's about.
Sort of making you the Dear Abby, of the MTV generation.
Yeah, exactly. And me starting out in stand-up comedy.
Which, we'll get to that turn in a second, because certainly with, part A of your professional career in music videos, modeling, and acting, it's how much control did you have over what was going on around you? Because between both your books, it seems like Control and Bobby Brown weren't always close-knit.
Right. Exactly. Most people can't control me. I don't even know that I always have been able to control myself. And I'm actually very clumsy, so that's how the new book starts, with me tumbling down the stairs and almost killing myself last year. And then I had an epiphany to start checking off my bucket list, and I just decided to start doing that. And that's, stand-up comedy was at the top of the list, so did that. Doing that, it was horrifying at first, but it's actually pretty fun and easier. It's gotten a lot easier. You know, you bomb, you do well, and then it just becomes kind of like second nature, and it's thrilling.
Well, some people have said, too, and I remember talking to Vinnie Falcone, who was Frank Sinatra's music director for a bunch of years. Even in the 1970s and the 80s, Sinatra would always get butterflies when he walked on stage, because he never knew until that first couple of notes whether or not it was going to be there that night. So being uptight, being tense, I think if you get bored or casual going out there, you probably shouldn't be going out there.
Right, exactly. And it really does depend on your audience. I mean, but it really shouldn't, because, you know, your set is good, it's fun, it is going to be what it is, but, you know, it always depends on how the audience perceives it that night, and then that's whether or not you're going to go like, oh, that was horrible, or great. But really, just getting up there doing that is a feat in itself, because it's one thing to make people laugh all day long. I mean, to, you know, be funny all day, but to make people laugh is something altogether different.
Was that something you had the ability to do? Was it some place you went for training? Do you watch and learn from others? How do you create the inner ability to have the confidence to go up there and do it?
I started to take class for a comedy class for like 2 weeks. And then after my second week, the teacher was like, you're ready. And I was like, you're crazy, you know? But I just did it. And it was, I was so scared. Like, I had like an outer body experience. It was crazy. Literally, you just get used to it. You know, it just becomes, the more you do it, the more comfortable you become. And And then it just becomes cool. You know, then you leave feeling like triumphant. Like, yeah, I did it. It was great. So, I'm pretty proud of myself for even trying, because that's pretty horrifying.
Well, that's the thing. We're talking about Bobby Brown with her new book, Cherry on Top, Flirty, 40-something, and Funny as Bleep, here on Issues and Ideas, BobbyJeanBrown.net. We can get signed copies as well, and you'll listen to Issues and Ideas. That's a difference of saying, I'm going to do this, versus late in life saying, you know what, I should have done that. Which side of that equation would you rather be on?
Right, exactly. And I'm glad I finally did it. You know, it's something I won't ever leave behind going, you know, I really should have done that, or I should have tried it. And it feels very accomplished to actually do the things that you're afraid to do.
And I think what your book, one of the many things that your book, Cherry on Top, brings to people's mind will be not just someone in a spotlight who can change direction, or, you know, the fork in the road analogy like before. It's an idea that really anyone could do, because you see, you get to a wall, you hit a wall in your 9-to-5 job. You get held back in whatever it is you're doing, and it's like, well, do I sit here and take this, or do I get off my feet and do something?
Exactly. Yeah, it's definitely a you can do it supportive, like, if I can do it, you can definitely do it, a mantra in this book, because I did. I hit the ground, and I just went, what the hell am I doing with my life? What am I doing anymore? I have, you know, I'm single, I'm not in a relationship, I have no family out here, like, what's my point? And so then I thought, you know what, I got to find the funny in this scenario, my life, because my life is a joke in a way, and that's where I took it.
And if you can take a joke and make some money off of it, that's a good thing.
That would be great, yeah.
Do we have more books in the Bobby Brown Library to make space for?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I have stories. I mean, my stories are never ending. My life has been such a crazy roller coaster. So, most definitely.
And just wrap things up, too, because, again, there's really two Bobby Browns as far as what you used to do and what you do now. That point of transition, how much did your previous incarnation help you or restrict you in moving ahead to what you wanted to do for the here and now? Was your past an asset, or was it a weight?
No, it actually, I mean, when I first said I wanted to do it, there were a lot of hesitant distractors saying, oh, no, you have to put in your time. There's no way it's going to happen. You'll be 60 by the time you'll be getting on stage. Don't do it. You know, I had people telling me that. So that kind of put me off a year, literally, because I was like, oh, great. And then I just decided to go for it. And, like, literally within 2 weeks, I was performing at the Comedy Store. Now, not many people were happy about that or supportive, but on the other hand, having the name or the title and whatever is a curiosity, and it helps me kind of climb the ladder a little faster. Once they see that I'm funny, then they're okay with it. But at first, people were like, what? You know, because, you know, you have to work very hard to be able to start performing at the Comedy Store and such like that for years. First, getting up every day and doing open mics and doing this and doing that. And I literally just didn't have to do that. I kind of jumped, I skipped all that. So there's not a, you know, there's some people aren't happy about that. Other people are, but they're relieved once they see that I'm funny. If it wasn't funny, then I'm sure they would probably really piss some people off.
Which isn't a bad thing either. You work primarily Southern California, or do you do tours?
I have not done any tours yet. I headlined in Louisiana last year. I just literally performed at the Comedy Store in the Dojo and around L.A. But I'm looking to tour and do some comedy somewhere else for sure.
Well, in the meantime, it's a fun book and a really motivational book, too, because if Bobby did it, guess what? You could do it, too. Cherry on Top, Flirty 40-something, Funny as You Know What, BobbyJeanBrown.net. You can get a signed copy as well. And you can also check out Bobby and CheriePodcast.com. We got all these links over to our webpage, as well as a link to Amazon for the book as well. Bobby, you prove to people that whatever they're thinking about, stop thinking, get out there and do it. And that's what you're doing, too. Congratulations for all that and for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.